Where Jesus lay. Oh. beautiful star, the hope of life, guiding the pilgrims through the night. Over the mountains till the break of dawn, into the light of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Oh, beautiful star.
Lovely. Emmylou Harris here on Radio Valencia, Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. Just before that, Jerry Garcia and David Grisman at the Warfield, September 1991. God rest ye merry gentlemen. Brilliant. Amazing mandolin playing there from David Grisman. That had its radio debut right here on Radio Valencia with our former show Dead Legs back in 2021. It's been 3 years. That was great. Ah, yes, right here. Transmissions from the Mission. John Hell is my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio Monday nights. My Yuletide Hell show tonight. I don't know if I've done a holiday special here in the December holidays. But for you, dagnabbit, I just feel like doing it. And I'd be really remiss if I didn't pay tribute to former Radio Valencia DJ. But long before that, one of my closest and dearest friends, the wonderful Michael Lem. Michael McGilligott, we called him Michael Lem. He passed away from brain cancer a few years ago. Fuck cancer, y'all. He used to put together an annual holiday music list. It was kind of a thing when Michael Lem would come out, you know, with his, and he passed it out, like, to all his friends. He would put it on CD, and then he would, like, do digital stuff and, like, give you the QR code in the early days of QR codes. For his holiday mix, and he'd have the big holiday party. He and Danielle always had the big holiday party at their house in the Excelsior. It's something to always look forward to. So a lot of the music I'm playing tonight, not all of it, but a lot of it's coming from his mixes. And there's another dear friend of mine who also passed away from cancer just a few years ago, Doug Fuller, Ouchie the Clown, and he too used to do really great mixes. Michael's mixes were more kind of on the, you know, the cusp of a Dr. Demento thing, on the cusp, where Doug's were a lot more traditional-ish, if you will. But that's who I'm pulling mostly from theirs tonight, because I love them both so much. I miss them terribly. And even though, yes, the holidays can get you down, but folks, I tell you, you know, that's it, if you're meditating and reflecting on the year, it's never, ever, ever too late to just reach out to folks and say hi. Just say hi. Hey, how's it going? I miss you. Hope everything's going well. Simple as that. And for others, it's, you know, even go deeper. I love you. I miss you. Let's spend time together. I think that's the most important thing. I look forward to spending a couple of days with Little Lawson Hell. Now that she's out and about living her life in the city, we're going to spend a few days together. Can't wait. We'll see. We're going to watch the Bob Dylan movie together. Very exciting. All right, Alan Toussaint put together a really great track, Silent Night, Holy Night, right here, Hell's Kitchen Radio, Radio Valencia.
Hi, boys and girls. This is your old friend Martin Malm. And you know what? I just got back from the North Pole. You know what I was doing up there, don't you? That's right, I saw him all right. And all his little dwarves, boy, did I get off on them. I learned so many wonderful things about him. I'd like to sing you a little song, so why don't you, you know, move on up. Come up close and I'll sing to you. Come on, closer. Closer. Come on, I won't bite. Come on, move closer. That's it, right down by my shoes. Great. Okay, huddle all around. I'll sing you a song. All right? You too, Johnny. Come on, closer. All year long he's busy making toys for all the little girls and the little boys. He puts them in his sled and gives his whip a crack. On Donder, on Blitzen, but never on Smack. 'Cause Santa doesn't cop out on dope. Has he ever even tried it? Will you know the answer's no? So little kiddies, here's my point. Just leave him cookies, save your joint. 'Cause Santa Claus turns on in his own way, watching you when I turn on Christmas Day.
Prison. time I think I'm gonna stay. Charlie, I think I'm happy. The first time since my accident. I wish I had all the money we used to spend on dope. Buy me a used car lot. I wouldn't sell any of them. I'd just drive a different car every day, depending on how I feel. Hey, Charlie, for God's sake, if you want to know the truth of it, don't have a husband. He don't play the trombone. I need to borrow money to pay this lawyer. Charlie, hey, I'll be eligible for parole come Valentine's Day.
Hot damn. Tom Waits off of Blue Valentine. Christmas card from a hooker in Minneapolis right here on Radio Valencia. That comes, you know, near the end of his first era of music. What a great guy. What a great guy. Tom, he just turned 75 years old, I think, this year. 75. He and Iggy Pop, same age. What do you know? All right. John Hell here, Hell's Kitchen Radio, Yuletide Hell. Martin Mull just before that. Santa doesn't cop out on dope. Damn straight. Alan Toussaint in there. Silent Night, Holy Night. There you go. Hey, Bay Area Girls Rock Camp empowers young people through music and promoting an environment that fosters self-confidence, creativity, and teamwork. Rock campers acquire life skills that help guide them through music lessons, workshops, group activities, and performances. For more information, visit BayAreaGirlsRockCamp.org. Just spell it out, BayAreaGirlsRockCamp.org. Go until 10 o'clock tonight. You can hit me up on the Radio Valencia Chatterbox. Want to hear something spectacular for the holidays? It's now, right? Now's the time. You guys have plans? What are you doing? I'm not doing much. I don't really celebrate it. I am going to go see the new Bob Dylan movie, though. I really want to see Nosferatu. That one's sitting there. I was like, that one's sitting up there. Like, yes, I must go to that. So those two films are sitting up. And, you know, I am an educator, which means I'm actually off for 2 weeks. I know. Pity me. It's great. And so, you know, I've just got to go through all the shows that I've fallen behind on. I'm watching Silo. I'm watching that Dune series. And the interesting thing about that Dune series is I'm reading the books now. I'm on the second of the trilogy. The books are pretty good. They're not bad. Kind of reads more like a soap opera. Brian Herbert is not his father, that's for sure, if you're a Dune fan. The show, I can't tell if the show is good or not. I can't tell because the books are very different. They're not the same. So anyway, there you go. Hit me up on the Chatterbox. What are you watching? You got a show? Should I see something? You can let me know. Or if you're in my Facebook IMs, you know, you can hit me up there and let me know what you're watching. I got to have something else to watch during the break. Oh, and what they do in the shadows just ended. So I got to start that entire show over again. How about that? Okay, let's keep going. The Kinks, 1977. They put out the classic Father Christmas. Let's get to it. I think it's about time. Father Christmas. Radio Valencia.
Toys, we'll beat you up, 'cause I've had it over. We have yourself a good time. But remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it so
Santa Claus, the vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Nah, man. Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know, Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know, the guy, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played
not
with that dude, too. Man.
No,
yeah, he's
man.
A good singer, man.
No, no, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical freaks.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Yeah, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah, man. No, no, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world, man.
Hey, well, that's it, man.
Yeah,
that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know, like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
That sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, no, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know? And used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers?
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know? Used to hook them onto the sled, and then used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto! And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Wow, man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, now how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway, how else, man?
No, man. No, man, how did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air. Somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag.
Yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. But it's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Yeah, oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
man. Yeah, man. Yeah. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of
money. Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
The Jambalaya Cajun Band on Radio Valencia, up on the housetop. Holy crap, if I up on my housetop, I have to get a broom or something. I don't know. Santa Claus and his old lady just before that, Cheech and Chong. That's who we heard. Doris Day and there, I'll Be Home for Christmas. We heard The Fall, of course, doing Jingle Bell Rock, Jingle Bell Post Rock. Not really sure exactly. Started off quite a ways back there with the Kinks doing Father Christmas, John Hell. That's my name, Hell's Kitchen Radio. It's a Yuletide Hell Monday night here on December 23rd, 2024, closing out the year. What a remarkable year. Really, really incredible year. I was, you know, I have no clue what the next year brings, but I will tell you, this past year I was able to come back every week, which is really great because in 2023 I was only able to really do every other week. So it was really nice to get back in the studio weekly for all of you and, you know, be here and play the music and talk about things. And I had some really good interviews this year. Looking forward to some good things next year. As a matter of fact, we have some pretty damn styling things in store next year. Hopefully even a new website. So be on the lookout for that. And now, of course, a lot of that has to do with the support from our listeners. And we do love you, and we are going to be having a few fundraisers. We're going to do an actual on-air fundraiser next month. Stay tuned for that. But any end-of-the-year donations are appreciated at RadioValencia.fm. There's a PayPal link there on the page. Go take a look and send us your money. Tax deductible. Next year, we'll do a few live fundraisers as well. Hopefully one at the new farm. We're very excited about that one. In the meantime, a few more songs to go before DJ Doug, a little of this Muppet come on in. I should be back next week. Not sure if I'm going to take the week off or not. I might be out in the snow. If not, I'll be here. And if I am, I'm going to make it probably an all-vinyl best of 2024 show. That'll be my plan. You can always check out my blog, the Hellfire blog. Just go to hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com. Once again, Hell's Kitchen Radio. Just spell it out. .blogspot.com for all the playlists, the links to all my shows and all that. You can enjoy yourself. Okay, a few more songs, and I mean, come on, I have to play this, right? The Pogues have to do it. Bring tears to all of our eyes. Shane McGowan, he's been gone a year now, right? Didn't he pass last year? I believe he did. So we're going to get to that right now, and a few more songs to go. I'll see you at least one more time before the top of the hour right here, right now. Fairy Tale of New York. Radio Valencia.
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, "Don't see another one," and then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe," and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
You
scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our last.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, "Go away, babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus to sing, "Go away, babe," and the boys are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Thank you.
vedere. Dove siamo ne va, ma ubevi va qui me la qui me.
Bimba, bimba,
zanve.
Angelique Pujot there with Zon Vivere, Oh Holy Night. What an incredible voice. The Pogues just before that, Fairy Tale of New York. My name is John Hell. Yuletide Hell, Monday night here on Radio Valencia. Thanks so much for tuning in. Just about out of here, just shy of 10 more minutes. A few more songs for you for the holiday. I'll make the show available up on my blog, the Hellfire blog, hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com. Also at the Radio Valencia site, radiovalencia.fm, on our podcast page. Take it with you. Play it in front of a Yule log. Why not? Play it in front of a real log. I don't care what you call your family. Just go ahead and play it. I should be back next Monday night doing an end-of-the-year roundup. If not, I'll see you in a few weeks, and I'll do an end-of-the-year roundup for my first show of 2025. You know, folks, I don't make New Year's resolutions. I just don't do it. No need. Just kind of live my life, you know, as best as I can at the moment. Got to make the best at the moment, right? I can make all the best plans I can, but I got to live my life the best that I can right now, right here. But I will tell you, you know, it's the challenge is real. We're, you know, and we got to keep our family and our friends close. We got to keep each other close. It's going to be a bit of a lift, and if and it takes all of us to make this thing happen. It's presumed in our system that all of us participate in it. All right, we really do. And we use it or we're going to lose it. So I'm really going to encourage you all to get yourself active. Stay close to your friends and family. Find some local organizations that you can connect with. Get out into the community and participate. So if you're going to make any New Year's resolution, I think maybe it's about getting out into the community, you know, participating in some way. That would, I think, would be the way to go. That's something I always push to do every year. All right, going to leave you with a few tunes. Let's make it a little silly if we can, because it is the holiday season. Let's get ourselves a little low straitjacket, shall we? Their version here of Frosty the Snowman. See y'all later. John L., Radio Valencia.
Set up on the roof.
Christmas is still the best around. Wrap up your teddy bear, hang your stockings up with care. It's a Carolina Christmas, we're chilling in our underwear. Well, old St. Nick's got a bag of tricks and he's come around after a while. This must be his favorite haunt, cause we always do it up in style. Grandma's got the fiddle and Grandpa's got the bass. It's Christmas in Carolina, it's Christmas all over the place. Well, all right. Get that stocking out of your mouth.
Okay, everybody, here we go.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now bring us a figgy pudding. Now
figgy pudding?
No, figgy pudding. It's made with figs.
Oh, sorry.
And bacon.
What?
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. Hoping some out here.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
should old acquaintance be forgot in days of old anxiety? In days of old anxiety, my friend, in days of old anxiety, we'll drink a cup of kindness yet to day.
Does that look? I don't mean to kvetch, but this holiday is lame and the miracle's a stretch. And while we are playing this game no one really likes, we'll crack lots of jokes cause we're all funny folks. Yeah, the Jews always do it upright. Hey, we'll crack lots of jokes cause we're all funny folks. Yeah, as Jews we do it upright. Playing this game no one really likes, we'll crack lots of jokes cause we're all funny folks. Yeah, the Jews we always do it upright. Hey, we'll crack lots of jokes cause we're all funny folks. Yeah, us Jews we do it upright.
Ooh, did, did. Ooh, did, did. Some